This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Crystal clear about what the enemy's going to do, and it's so easy to beat him. And I get so mad when I try to lay this out that I just want to overturn the desk. But we're going to talk about it after Owen leaves in 15 minutes. He's got to go get packed, some final planning. 5 o'clock, everybody meets at the Texas Capitol, and whether it's 20 cars or 100 cars, have your gas, be ready. We're going. We're not going to worry about where you stay, what you do. This is you're all on your own. We're with, you know, one for all. All for one, but we can't manage stuff. This is up to you, and it'll be great to be part of the original caravan from Texas right through. If you're down in Houston, get ready. They'll announce soon where we're going to meet in Houston. But, Owen, getting back to Trump, I get he wants to play golf, to act like he's presidential and confident, and at least he stayed in. I think that's great, but he's now announced these rallies, which are a great idea that should begin very, very soon.
Yeah, and actually, if you go back and you look at the president's last, I think, 15 rallies, it was either providential or he knew this was going to happen. He hit Arizona, where they were engaging in a steal right now. He hit Michigan, where they stole it. He hit Wisconsin, where they stole it. He hit North Carolina, where they're trying to steal it right now, and Pennsylvania. So all the states that they were trying to steal, he was hitting multiple times in his final rallies, and so thus proving hundreds of thousands show up for the Trump rallies, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Biden events, like six people maybe, it's all media. So he already has the optics of knowing that he really won those elections. Now he's going to come back and do it again. And I think the crowds are going to be even bigger this time, Alex.
Because, oh, I agree.
Because it's not,
it'll be triple size.
Yeah, it's not just going to be people showing up to support Trump or, you know, be at a Trump rally.
Now it's supporting voting.
Everything. It's going to be supporting everything. The total repudiation of the fake news.
And again, they just think, oh, look, we're the mainstream media. We're gaslighting. You give up. When he doesn't give up, that scares the living hell out of them.
And when we don't give up, it scares them even more. And I think that the reason why this is going to be so key, Alex, is because but he can throw down the gauntlet and be like, Joe, where are your crowds? Joe, where are your rallies? Joe, how come you don't have people in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan?
And he didn't need to whine about how he was ahead of the polls. In reality, the polls were ahead of him, but he still won. He needs to go right to the fraud, right to Joe with nobody, how Joe's a Chi-Com agent, how he's illegitimate, and how America won't accept it and call America out. That's what they're fearing, is Trump calling us out to action.
And I think that Americans seeing the fake acceptance by Joe Biden and the fake president-elect Joe Biden, I think that's got a lot of people like, whoa, it's like, whoa, it's time to fight, you know, hopefully not too late. So that's why I think the Trump rallies will be even bigger on this second go-around. And I think he should launch them. I think he should do it next week, you know, start to build momentum, kind of get the rumor mills churning, and then have huge venues next week where you can fit 50,000 people and just blow them out.
He's
got
to launch now, though.
Just blow them out.
But he's got to be hitting them with those fireside chats. Will be bigger if he had, like, General Flynn's lawyer on, is very well spoken, Giuliani, and just, like, the board you have right here. Just show them the graph. Show them.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have the graphs on the at the Stop the Steal caravan. We're going to have the graphs with us so that when we stop and make these stops, we're going to do a little presentation.
By the way, did I pick the right route? Because we could obviously go up into Oklahoma, through Arkansas, through Tennessee, who are great folks, up through Kentucky, Virginia, but I just figure that southern route going to Florida is key.
The southern route we chose because this way we can go through Georgia where they're trying to steal it. We can go through North Carolina where they're trying to steal it. And we can hit the capital of Florida, Tallahassee, where Trump has a huge backing.
And then if you're in West Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi, you want to come on, you better come on. Everybody always talks, oh, we'll march on Washington. Alex, we need to march on Washington. This is it, folks.
Yeah.
This is the big one.
And again, we'll keep you updated at Stop the Steal Caravan on Parler. At Stop the Steal Caravan on Parler. We're banned everywhere else, but we know we can have that on Parler. I'll be putting out hourly updates on where you can find us and how you can find us.
That's
how you
Parler.com, Stop the Steal. We need up to 100,000 people following it. and it's expanding right now. Hundreds of people are joining it every few minutes. Go to Stop the Steal on Parler with Owen Schroyer. Straight ahead. Stay with us. The days of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we are fighting back. I'll be flying into Washington, D.C. in the next few days. Not going to say when. And I'm going to be running major operations against the globalists at point-blank range, politically and peacefully. And Owen Schroyer is about to climb up in the armored vehicle with the RV we rented. And at 5:30 today, they're going to leave from the Texas Capitol on 11th Street Congress. They're going to be caravanning down to Houston and then along the Gulf Coast to the capital of Florida, up into Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and D.C. by Friday. Join us in this historic Stop the Steal caravan. I talked to the White House and some other folks 2 days ago. They said, we're not giving up. I confirmed yesterday they're not giving up. They said, watch, Trump's about to announce rallies. Now he's announced those rallies nationwide. It is up to us to stop the steal, the communist takeover, the globalist takeover. Joe Biden, even if Joe Biden had won this election fair and square, which he didn't, he's a communist Chinese agent with a son who he throws in our face up on TV, hiding it in plain view. This is insane, Owen Schroyer.
Well, we can't get too depressed over this. And we even have to prepare for the worst. And I hate to be the one that has to say this to the audience because they're not going to like this. But we still do have to prepare for the worst of them actually inaugurating Joe Biden, because they have every intention to do so. And they've said that. But you got to understand, this is why they're trying to steal the Senate seats, too. Two in Georgia, one in Michigan.
They need total power now. They're in so much trouble.
And they know that their only hope is to have the Senate and the presidency and then just sign all this stuff over and just sign America down the drain. And then they can keep the impeachment of Joe Biden from happening for his crimes, for his involvement in Russia, in China, in Ukraine, in Romania, in Kazakhstan, in Iraq. So He's basically a completely compromised candidate already heading in. So what are they going to do with Biden? Are they going to just shuffle him off, like, and bring in Kamala? Or is he going to die magically of COVID?
By the way, that's one of the top searches. There's a bunch of articles by the left saying, what happens if Biden dies before inauguration?
I mean, he's already dead.
But Kamala is even more phony than him. I mean, that's possible.
Think about that. That's a double steal, Alex. Think about this. It's really like a quadruple steal. They stole the Democrat nomination from Bernie, but it wasn't even that. They stole it from Bernie, and then they never gave Tulsi Gabbard a chance, who was actually winning the debates, and then all the other clowns that were on the stage, like 17 of them or whatever. But Kamala was polling the lowest. She was polling the lowest. She was polling at 0.1. So they literally said, okay, well, we'll just pull Kamala out before we have any voting so that the returns show her as, you know, 0% on the polls. And then we'll just say, oh, she's the vice president of Joe Biden, who we stole it from in the primaries from Bernie Sanders. And then Biden will be so old and decrepit, one foot in the grave, he'll just kind of step aside or go into the sunlight or God forbid, die. And then it'll be President Kamala. So they literally have foisted Kamala Harris from nothing into a certain role as the United States president. That's their plan.
Because she's empty just like they are.
She's totally, I mean, I don't even understand that woman.
All right, let's go ahead and look at some of these articles. Talk about fraud. Let's go ahead and cover these right now. But Owen, I'm looking forward to the historic caravan you're about to lead.
Good.
I'm really looking forward to this. Are you bringing your tortoise?
You better be, Alex. That's classified information. I was thinking about bringing my tortoise, though, yeah. He's named after the president, after all. Don J. Tortoise.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a four-year-old African tortoise.
He's African, so you can't call him racist.
Well, you kidnapped him.
I did not kidnap him. I saved him. I saved him from the Barbaries. They were ancestors of Ilhan Omar, trying to sell African tortoises into slavery. How do you think they built the pyramids, Alex? Those tortoises are strong.
You're not bringing that tortoise with you.
No, but we are going to be bringing our American spirit.
What got you into tortoises?
I don't know, man. Have you ever seen that news clip of the little kid who like says he's a tortoise? You guys know, or he says he's a turtle. Like, I love turtles. I think that may have been me.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's probably what it was. I like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I think that's what it was.
Heroes of the Half Shell.
We're kind of beginning. We're going to kind of going in like a tortoise vehicle, though. You know, the armored truck. It's got all the armor. It moves kind of slow, but it always gets to the destination safely.
Oh yeah.
You know.
All right, let's get serious here. The fight for the soul of our republic has begun. I agree with the Gateway Pundit's headline. With all the recounts, investigations, audits, and count cases, the election is far from over. That is totally true. Don't let mainstream media lie to you. Huge breaking news in Georgia. 132,000 ballots now confirmed in Fulton County, Georgia, have been identified, which are likely ineligible, and just so happen to almost all be for Joe Biden.
And that's the only reason they haven't called Georgia for Biden yet, because they're afraid that those ballots are going to get nullified, so they're going to have to send in another 200,000.
That's right. They just always have more.
Yeah.
Republicans in Michigan goes from loser to winner after technical glitch fixed officials' urge. Confidence in the system. So, again, Republican in Michigan goes from loser to winner after technical glitch fixed officials' urge. Confidence in the system. An incumbent Republican in Michigan went from losing his reelection race to winning it after officials discovered a technical glitch by which the results from seven precincts had been counted twice, which were what they kept ordering them in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. Oh, you didn't hit upload, re-upload. Now the word is there, too. It's double uploads of the same votes.
Well, it's everywhere. In fact, that system, the Dominion voting system, is used in, I think, like 30 states. But most importantly, it's used in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, conveniently, that they stole for Biden in the dark of night. And you can go to the ClintonFoundation.org and you can find out that it was the Clinton Foundation that brought in the Dominion voting system into our Western democracy.
There's another one. Staple Street is Soros.
Yeah.
And it was in the key states as well.
Yep.
Breaking huge. Another glitch captured live on CNN election night. 20,000 votes swapped from Trump to Biden.
It's magic, Alex.
Associated Press, though, agrees with Democrats that GOP observers should not be allowed inside convention center to watch vote counts, even though it's federal and state law.
I mean, can you imagine how ridiculous that is?
They took a victory from Donald Trump, and they called it a lie. This country's under attack. Attorney Lynn Wood on why he joined Trump's legal team.
Yep, the Patriots are stepping up. So we're going to be abandoned by some people you didn't think would abandon us, but the Patriots are stepping up, Alex.
Facebook and Twitter suspend accounts that posted on Binford's Law, showing Biden's implausible vote totals, labeling as sexual exploitation. Yeah, I've seen videos on YouTube that show graphs and things, and they call it not suitable for under 18. So this is,
and it's just a graph.
It's a graph, and it's sexual exploitation.
But by the way, it's the graph that shows how Biden's results are literally impossible.
Yep.
But, you know, but Joe Biden, you know, sniffing the kids, that's all good.
That's right. Well, then, I mean, it's not just good. Now, Atlantic Monthly says it's a religious Christ-like sacrament.
It's Pedo Joe.
It actually says when he lays upon the hands, it's now a holy act. I guess at Jeffrey Epstein's island, too. It's like a holy act.
They'll probably have some deal. You'll bring your child to children with
Biden.
But
they're telling you. It actually said when they raped kids on that island, it was a holy act. So it's a, yeah. Being honest.
It is. It's a demonic holy act.
I'm a holy man.
It's a satanic religion.
Rape your daughter right now. Trump campaign witnesses saw Biden-Harris band stop at Las Vegas, Nevada Center, and unloaded, filled boxes of ballots.
I love that.
We caught that in Pennsylvania and in Michigan.
No, how hilarious is it, Alex, that I have video where, I mean, everybody's seen it. Don Jr. retweeted it, and it's just guys just wheeling in suitcases of ballots.
And then Twitter banned it. The presidential election, corruption and deception. President-elect Biden won't be for long. It goes on and on. Election changes in Wisconsin call into question tens of thousands of votes. Graham warns, if we don't fight back, GOP may never win a presidency again. Yeah, this isn't parties battling for power. This is a party ending the voting system in America. Sidney Powell says they had it all planned, has the evidence. Trump alliance braces for 30-day legal war as Senate hangs in the balance. You cannot cut the suspense with a knife. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. The caravan begins in Texas. We're calling for caravans everywhere around the country for truckers to run strikes, to be there Friday and Saturday, Sunday in D.C., but show up Friday. Saturday's the key day. And tell them about the Parler account you've launched, Owen, for folks to join us anywhere on the track from Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Carolinas. Tell us how we do it.
Follow at Stop the Steal Caravan on Parler. I'm going to be putting up hourly updates where you can find us. Our stops, again, our launch tonight, Austin, Texas, 5 p.m. Our first stop, Houston, Texas, 8 p.m. tonight. And onward and upward, God bless America, Alex Jones.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I have a great sense of responsibility. I know you do. We can feel 246 years of our republic hang in the balance. We know we're being replaced by a global government. Communist Chinese are the model. They've oppressed those people so horribly. It is truly godless and soulless what we're facing. But we have a lot of allies here in the United States and around the world, and we are coming together. There is an awakening that is so huge right now. But the establishment tends to mop that up with authoritarianism and their social credit score to shut everyone down that doesn't submit. They have an authoritarian answer to our movement of 1776. But let me just do this. Let me talk about Joe Biden, the liar himself, and then just briefly recap what their current plan is that we predicted that they're now executing, and the only way the president can respond to it to defeat it. And that means we have to magnify this information like our lives depend on. You have seen Joe Biden come out in the last 3 days and say that he's the president-elect fraudulently, and have the corporate media, mainly foreign-owned, say it. And you've seen Joe Biden say, hey, I want to unify the country. Now, that's a classic military tactic like they had in World War I where the Germans would bullhorn over a speaker system. Hey, your military's given up. We're not going to hurt you. Just put your hands up. You'll be okay. You see the classic jokes we play a lot where Mars attacks. The Martians are shooting people with laser beams with ray guns and saying, don't run, we're your friends. But when the people stop and don't run, they get shot and killed. When the military, U.S. Army, criminally attacked the poor Branch Davidian cult, they were a cult, they didn't deserve to die, and killed the women and children, they had the armored vehicle saying, don't run, this is not an assault. They were shooting them on the FLIR footage from behind the tanks. So that's a tactic to tell you, we're not assaulting you when we are. So when Joe Biden comes out and says, we're not assaulting you, Michelle Obama, a.k.a. Big Mike, comes out and says, whites are evil, America's evil, they're terrorists, get them. And all their surrogates come out and say the same thing. Pete Buttigieg, judge of the booty, comes out and says, I want to be friends with Republicans. And then meanwhile, he's creating this list of people to be persecuted and attacked. It's all a lie. They want you to think they're going to be nice to you, so you submit, so they can run over you. And there's dozens of these clips, but here's Jennifer Rubin on MSNBC, on AM Joy, saying we have to collectively burn down the Republican Party. And if you go on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere, this is what they're currently saying all over the place. Here they are.
The entertainment organization that has a news outlet would hire these people. I also want to echo something that my friend EJ said. It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weather this storm, they will do it again. They will take this as confirmation that, hey, it just pays to ride the waves. Look at me. I've made it through. And so up and down the ticket, federal, state, local offices, the country has to repudiate this. This has become a dysfunctional anti-government party. That is not what the country wants and what it needs. And the proof.
So there are the Democrats pledging vengeance. Here's another one. Pete Buttigieg tells people to reach out to Trump supporters as his staff compiles blacklist of them. for big tech to persecute. All because Trump ended the wars and doubled funding to black colleges and tripled funding for economic zones where you do get the money if you hire a black person, which is not affirmative action. It's a direct government subsidy to build a factory in a major black area and then to hire a black person so they get off welfare and have a future. It's not, oh, I give you money and then you don't have children or you live in this shack and, you know, it's $500 a month. No, how about $5,000 a month and you actually work your ass off and you love it and you appreciate it and now you're part of the country. Like when Lincoln said, you're going to give every black slave 40 acres and a mule at the end of the Civil War. Most folks didn't get it, but it's the idea of better to teach somebody how to fish than to give them fish. And Trump really tried hard, didn't he? Doubled. You know, I know a lady that's on the board of a big black college, traditionally black colleges are called. And she didn't give a damn when Trump doubled their money 3 years ago. She's out there campaigning hard against Trump. Because, see, it isn't about that, is it? It's about working for that Democratic Party that owns your ass. Because they know where the bodies are buried, and they own these black leaders. They own the white leaders, too. It's a cult, and we ain't in it, folks. Continuing, AOC, progressives pursue truth and reconciliation commission for Trump supporters. And that's literally a re-education camp model. They say you can't have a job, can't have a bank account. You come to our event, say you're sorry, spend months with us, admit you're wrong, and then do whatever we tell you. That's called a cult, ladies and gentlemen. You can move to Venezuela and be in one right now, or you can go under AOC and do what she has to say. I'm going to talk about some other important news here for a moment. I'm going to come back and I'm going to do what I tried to do in the first hour. I think I did a pretty good job, but there were thousands of data points. It's impossible to verbally lay it all out, but I'm going to try to give you a real analysis of what Trump's up against, what you're up against, and what's going to happen if you don't wake up and take action when we go to break and come back. Separately, I'm not complaining. In fact, the exhausted side of me just thinks, hey, I got a great crew, I got great people, but they'll understand if we implode and fall apart and just shut down. They'll go off and find other jobs, but they won't. This is the takeover. Things are going to get 10 times worse. We're supposed to stay on air through this nightmare, through the next lockdown, through the breakdown of society, through the total censorship, and still be on air when nobody else is. I've always known that. I've always known that's our mission, and I told you that over a decade ago. I saw all this coming because I've studied the enemy. They had an exact program. So we have responsibility to stay on air, plus we have products you already need, but it takes money to do it, and we're not bringing in the capital we need right now to keep operating. So I'm launching what I did 2 months ago that brought in some capital. I said, if Biden steals it and gets elected, he's going to do a lockdown too, and we got to have money in the bank because society's already breaking down, our supply chain's already broken down, and you saw that happen, didn't you? We have American Crisis Emergency Lockdown 2 is coming. Support InfoWars and the fight against total economic collapse and Biden's martial law disguises Lockdown 2. Up to 60% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. If you ever wanted a high-quality air filtration system or water filtration system or shortwave radio systems or highest-quality nutraceuticals or highest-quality storable foods or highest-quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Formula or Recovery, Relaunch and Recovery is an amazing product. BrainForce Plus, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. DNA Force is great for your telomeres, your cells, your immune system. X2 is essential, Vitamineral Fusion, it's all there. Stop the Steal, Republican Crisis. And this could be the end of InfoWars, the end of everything. I mean, it's the end of the Republic, the end of we're going into total depression. Food shortages are already starting. And Biden's going to clamp us shut and bring us to our knees. He hates the Midwest. He hates the South. He hates the poor. He hates the working class. He hates you and your family. DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without them you die. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we had a limited supply, and it was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global plan. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The enemy is taking over. Our very cells know it. This isn't just your regular conquerors taking over like the Romans. We're just going to make you do their yard work and their fields, but you live in a major city and have medicine and food. And in some cases, you'd be better off. These are people that want to castrate your sons, worship Satan, and turn you into a commodity because their religion is treating humans like trash because they're these ascendant God men. When really, they're just the devil's droppings. It's a very powerful report that Greg Reese just filed. It's 4.5 minutes long. We're going to air it at the start of the next segment. But let me just try as best I can to say this now to the president and the American people. I don't know why the president and his advisors always respond to things in a two-dimensional way on their face like it's real. We don't have time for that anymore. They have been beating the drum that the president is behind COVID with no evidence, when it's Bill Gates, Fauci, the UN, the Chi-Coms, the Wuhan lab. And now they're openly blaming Trump and saying he lost an election. He didn't lose because of it. And now Fauci, who's on record with Obama and others moving illegal weapons labs with gain-of-function coronavirus, COVID-19 viruses to China 6 years ago. And Trump must expose that, because now Joe Biden is coming out with his new task force of disgruntled anti-Trumpers from the CDC, from the National Institutes of Health, to say that Trump's causing every death and there's a clear and present danger and he must be taken out of the White House under the 25th Amendment because he's already caused 250,000 deaths, which is fraudulent. And that Trump either accepts Biden's edicts early for the first time in U.S. history, taking over before his inauguration, or Trump will be blamed for all the deaths in the media, and they will try a 25th Amendment removal. Trump doesn't coddle them and agree to their fraud. They're going to blame him anyways for it if he does that. He doesn't fight them and then ignore them and just let them blame him for COVID. President Trump frontal assaults and exposes Fauci, and exposes Bill Gates, and exposes the deep state, and exposes Communist China and the Wuhan lab. And he could put all the mainstream news up before he even got in office of how they moved it to Wuhan and how it was controversial and how scientists said Obama and Fauci and Gates were wrong. And it's all before he ever even got into office. And if he gets up there at those rallies, or he gets up there from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, and he systematically lays out those facts instead of, oh, I blocked flights first from China, and oh, I did great on COVID. Instead of playing along with their game, which he's been doing, and I understand the judo move of, oh, you got a vaccine in 3 years, we can't reopen till then. I've got one now that isn't as dangerous, and then people don't have to take it, but if you want to, you can. He's taking power from them so people won't be scared and can feel like they can go back to work because they want a vaccine. It's there. Even though it's got side effects, it's a problem. I'm not endorsing a vaccine because of the history of them. But Trump knew what he was doing. But that was the third way. And that didn't work, did it? You must frontal assault the lie of the mask not protecting people in the studies, of all the thousands of doctors censored, ready to come to press conferences. You could fill the White House lawn with people. You've got to get them to your rallies. You've got to expose and break the COVID fraud because it was the final coup. We had Russiagate. We had Ukrainegate. We had all the spy gates. We had the impeachment. And then now you have the real fifth coup that isn't just the election fraud, but it is the COVID-19 garbage. And the hoax is that Trump's behind it, and it's the European virus and all this crap. And no one buys that, President Trump. Even liberals I talk to go, yeah, it's way overblown. We know it barely kills anybody. We know they say people that die of gunshot wounds are on the list. Pneumonia, cancer. And, of course, during the winter, they'll finally get some real deaths of something else to put on the list. So, of course, the numbers will finally go back up. The winter's here. Folks aren't getting their vitamins, their vitamin D. They die. Without it, you die. And Trump really, the last few months, got this. He started getting hardcore, but he's got to do it now. And he's got to do it aggressive. So here are just some of the headlines on this front. COVID 1984, parents blocked from seeing sick newborns by UK's socialized healthcare system. This is just government healthcare power grabbing, not letting folks see old folks, letting them kill people, letting them put intubation down their throats. This is a power grab. This is the hospitals turning into prisons all over the world under UN direction. We should reject it. Hundreds of UK medics and academics urge Boris Johnson, COVID data is exaggerated and second wave talk is misleading. German doctors urge Chancellor Merkel to put an end to the COVID fear machine. They go on to say that it's 90+% exaggerated, absolutely out of control, not even as bad as the flu. And they're prestigious. This is the key. It's at InfoWars.com. New York Bar Association calls for mandatory COVID vaccine with no exceptions. So the lawyers for Big Pharma want to make you take this. They're not doctors. They're not patients. They have no standing, but they want to violate your most fundamental rights. That's how the lawyers in America have gone from corrupt to damn right evil. Meanwhile, the main push to get rid of Trump, to make Biden look presidential, to act like Trump's done nothing. He says, you're causing hundreds of deaths a day. You're causing thousands of cases a day. Do what I say or you're bad. Accept my takeover earlier, you're bad. If Trump agrees with the takeover, he sold out. If he copies the takeover, he sells out. The only way to do it is to destroy them politically with the truth and blow this lie up altogether. Trump in denial over election defeat as Biden gears up to fight COVID. He's so presidential. Dow rallies 1,100 points. It's up more. That was this morning. Pulled the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Hits record as Pfizer says COVID-19 vaccine is more than 90% effective. And cue up that clip, though. I think it's on the list here. Governor Cuomo came out and said, I don't care what he says. It's not safe because they want the lockdown to continue. I'm not endorsing the vaccine. Trump got Pfizer and others to actually put out a real attenuated version of the virus, not an mRNA vaccine that changes your DNA, that's even worse, to, again, take control of the fear, get people not to be in fear, to have a solution, even though it's a fraudulent solution. I get the Machiavellian action. Doesn't mean I agree with it. The media keeps misrepresenting I agree with it. I don't. That goes way up. The stocks go way up. So the fear can end. The lockdown can end. Just as Trump said he'd have the vaccine ready right after election. They don't care. They say it's going to continue on forever. And Cuomo, I have the video. I saw it this morning. If you guys don't have it, try to cue it up. Cuomo says on MSNBC, we're not going to accept it. Don't take it. I even have the article here. Just type in Cuomo says don't take Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer says COVID-19 vaccine is looking 90% effective. AP in major studies. Here it is. Governor Cuomo threatens to block Trump admin's distribution of COVID vaccine. Because he's the doctor, he's the lawyer, he's the patient, he's the boss that shipped infected people into nursing homes to get half the deaths in New York. Official data has exaggerated the risk of COVID. 500 academics tell Boris Johnson. And it just goes on with there with more people. Super spreaders. Biden campaign urges people to wear masks, social distance amid packed celebrations to go along with the hoax. New Jersey tightens COVID-19 restrictions as New York mayor warns city on cusp of second wave. It's just an endless leftist lockdown, folks. Meanwhile, the media is censoring Trump actually talking about all of this. Biden's unveiled his COVID advisory board. It includes a controversial figure Trump fired for incompetence. Ben Sasse rips Cuomo for shameless politicizing of Wuhan coronavirus vaccine, saying the public can't have it. Biden puts official removed from Trump administration for alleged incompetence on the task force. It's all political. They couldn't get away with regular martial law. You never do it. But if it's for a virus, they will. But they don't want it to end, so they go, oh, there is no vaccine. Or they say, if there is a vaccine, I want antibodies. Because they want to keep you locked down. That's the real weapon. It'll kill hundreds of millions of third world citizens.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tonight, 7 to 9 Central, in studio with y'all, Rain and others, to cover the launch of the caravan from Texas to Virginia and to D.C. to save our president. The air starts to rumble.
Oh, man.
And if all of you get excited and fight back against these bullies, it's going to cause a chain reaction.
Watch people's heads roll.
They call Hillary a god. Now, Atlantic Monthly says when Joe Biden touches your child, it's a Christ-like sacrament. My very DNA, my cells are crying out against what's happening. But let's not tear each other up in this fight like sharks will get in a frenzy and bite each other. Let's stay focused. Let's be humans that are above our animal selves. Acting like a robot. Let's not be a robot either. And let's come together and change history. All right, let's go ahead and the guys found it like a minute without me even asking. The clip of Cuomo saying, oh, don't take Trump's vaccine because they want the fear to keep going when you get their mRNA vaccine. That's like being shot by a BB gun versus being shot by a 12-gauge shotgun with double lock buck. I'm not saying take the vaccine. I'm not saying take the regular Pfizer attenuated where they microwave or radiate a coronavirus and your body learns how to beat it It could still cause an autoimmune problem. It could still be contaminated. It's still got liability protection. I still won't take over my dead body. Trump said 6 months ago, it'll be voluntary. They've already got it ready. He knows that the Rockefellers and others already had more, and along with Gates, had more than 15 of these things patented years ago. He went under emergencies, got it picked up. He showed you back in March and April of this year all the government documents where they already had the vaccines ready. They have the ingredients ready. They just got to get the vaccine itself certified with how much adjuvant they're going to add, how much aluminum. So Trump said old people might need it. That's who gets killed by this, probably not young people. It's up to you if you want to take it. That's how he hijacked what they were doing. I saw what he was doing. And then they got really upset about it, and Bill Gates got upset. And then he said, oh, no, it's going to be years till the mRNA comes out, which, again, is not a vaccine. As Robert Barnes, conscious lawyers, explained, it's drugs they call a vaccine. And sure, vaccines are classified as a drug, but what is a drug? It'd be a million different things. It's live viruses genetically engineered that are synthetic to go in and reprogram your cells. That's a whole new universe. And that's the revolution against us. And that's what's so dangerous. And that's why I'm so sick about Joe Biden taking over. Because he says an endless lockdown. You're going to accept contact tracers. You're going to accept the phone apps. You're going to have these shots to have jobs. And he's saying it all. And his party and the globalists and Fauci and Bill Gates and Obama were behind the damn Wuhan virus on record. But it's the perfect takeover for martial law. So here's Cuomo, the same guy that sent COVID patients into nursing homes to kill people. Here he is saying, don't take Trump's vaccine. Here it is.
I'm sure the Biden administration is going to address that. I think his first step saying, let's focus on the science. Let's depoliticize testing data. Listen to the science is the exact opposite of Trump. But you have 2 months and we can't let this vaccination plan go forward the way the Trump administration is designing it, because Biden can't undo it 2 months later. We'll be in the midst of it. I've been talking to governors across the nation about that. How can we shape the Trump administration vaccine plan to fix it or stop it before it does damage?
Have you noticed he talks like he's in that McDonald's ad? Nothing against Down syndrome children, but welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
And he's sitting there telling you
that we may not let him do that.
Because they've got their mRNA vaccine ready for you and your family that's super deadly, that everybody gets sick, and many have died in the trials because they want the fear to go on. Bill Gates says there'll never be a vaccine now. The lockdown never stops. I wanted to kill you with vaccines, but said I'll just kill you because there's not a vaccine. You can never leave your house again because one person might die. It doesn't matter if the British Pentagon admits that it's going to cause world war and millions are starving to death every month. It doesn't matter because I'm Bill Gates and I'm your God. I'm your king. I'm your master. I'm your lord. Now, Paul Watson's knocked it out of the park with a new report. Just went live at InfoWars.com, titled "Truth About Presidential Election You Should Share." We'll air that next hour here at Gerald Celente. But first, another powerful report from Greg Reese, the four-year plan to overthrow an elected president. Here it is.
Hindsight is 20/20, and the enemy is very cunning. But now that they have launched their coup against President Donald J. Trump, we can see their battle plans. He got 4 years in the White House, and they weren't going to give him a second term. Plans for 2020 began immediately following the 2016 election. 9 days before Trump's inauguration, Fauci says there is no doubt that President Trump will be confronted with a surprise infectious disease. 2 days after the president's inauguration, Bill Gates spoke at Davos and warned of a coming deadly pandemic. An illegal surveillance operation was already launched before the election, and the president was then subjected to 4 years of nonstop, baseless attacks and defamation, keeping Trump on the constant defense and the American people distracted while the deep state establishment prepared for the 2020 election.
The COVID hoax was in the works years before the election of Donald Trump, but they started fast-tracking it. In 2017, Dr. Fauci began the controversial program of manipulating a virus to become more infectious to humans. This is known as gain-of-function research. In 2018, several CIA agents are elected into public office, claiming their new mission is to foil Trump. In 2019, Fauci committed $3.7 million to the Wuhan lab in China for gain-of-function work on bat coronaviruses. In 2019, Dominion voting machines, funded by the Clinton Foundation, expanded their 1,600 jurisdictions into the state of Georgia. In October of 2019, the Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, and Johns Hopkins sponsored Event 201, a tabletop exercise that simulated millions dying from a strain of coronavirus. 2 months later, China reports an outbreak of pneumonia in Wuhan. March 13, 2020, the U.S. shuts down for COVID. Thousands of people lose their jobs overnight. We are told that masks don't work, and yet we are told that we must wear them. On March 16th, the Brennan Center for Justice releases How to Protect the 2020 Vote from the Coronavirus and suggests mail-in ballots, among other changes to the election. The media tries to blame Trump. Fear is injected into the brainwashed masses over an alleged virus less deadly than the common cold. On May 25th, Soros-funded violent protests erupt throughout the country. For the rest of the summer, cities burn, businesses are looted, and people are murdered in the streets. The entire platform of the Democrat Party becomes, if you want the chaos to end, vote for Joe Biden. In September of 2020, the Mockingbird media began reporting that Trump will refuse to leave the White House when he is beaten in November. On election night, just as the president begins to surge in critical states, the election is inexplicably halted. Thousands of mail-in ballots appear in the middle of the night, all for Joe Biden. While completely ignoring massive evidence of voter fraud, the mainstream media prematurely calls victory for Joe Biden. And now, agents of the deep state are decloaking themselves, calling for the president to concede and give full power back to the crooked establishment. If the president concedes, the Trump family will be forever destroyed, and America will fall into chaos. The only route to victory is to win the election in the courts and go on a massive offensive against the deep state establishment and the Mockingbird media. Those attempting to overthrow the United States need to be executed. The battle is just beginning. God bless America. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Executed after they've had a jury trial, Nuremberg style. The four-year plan to overthrow the elected president just went live at Band.video. I suggest you use that weapon system while it's still available. They're working around the clock to shut it down now. We are loyal to common sense and to God, and that means our republic. We are steadfast, but we're made of flesh and blood. So we'll never give up. We could give out, or we could go crazy. So pray for us and spread the word and buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. It is your money to keep this operation going. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour 4, even more powerful reports right there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.